Welcome to another episode of the Trelongo Track. We have a special episode today, quickly becoming one of my favorite episodes to record, and that is a coaching podcast. And today we are focusing on your offer suite. I have a special guest here who I will introduce you to in a second, but just in case you aren't aware of the language offer suite, basically that means in your business, anything that you offer to your clients, your audience, and that includes free stuff, low ticket, even your highest paid offer. That is your offer suite. And as your business grows and as you scale, typically you see people add in different offers at different price points. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So my guest today is Alexa, and we have worked together in the past, but I am so excited to dig into her product suite, her offer suite today. So hello, my friend.
Hello.
Hi, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about you and what you do?
Yes. So my name's Lexa. I am a toddler mom of two and a professional organizer. And my first was a NICU baby of she was born at 28 weeks. And my second was a high-risk pregnancy. So basically this all started with my, PTSD, PPD, anxiety, and I found a way to manage all of that by decluttering and organizing my home. So that's how everything started. And now we are here.
Now we are here. So you have such a good array of free resources for your audience. And then you also have essentially what I would call like your signature course. It's pretty like all-encompassing of decluttering and organizing your home from A to Z.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But we are wanting to talk about potentially adding some different things in. And then one of the things I really want to talk to you about today is after you listened to my private podcast, The Anti-Guru Method, you messaged me and you said, I think I realized why I'm having issues. And that's because I don't want to sell my course. So
Yes,
tell me about that realization.
I'm always multitasking. So I was making breakfast and listening to the podcast. And once I heard, I don't know who your client was, but once I heard like her story and not feeling like passionate about her offer, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes total sense. Like I had to go and like sit down at my dining room table and like stop cooking and just sit there and message you right away. I'm like, this is what's happening. Like I am not passionate about it. I only did it because this is what everyone was saying that you needed to do. And I figured like, okay, why not? And I put in so much work into it. And when I go back and look at it, I'm like, it has such good information. Like it's so good, but I just don't love it. It's so weird. I had
Well,
like such a light bulb moment.
so tell me, because here's the thing. We can create whatever offer suite you want. And I was looking at the email that you sent me with all of your ideas, and they are great ideas. But before we make any decision or before we create anything new, especially after you've created this like very robust course, I want to talk about like what you actually want, like what you actually envision. Because a lot of people will tell you, and this is, it's not that this isn't true, but a lot of people will tell you, I've said it before, like ask your audience what they want. Ask your audience what they need from you. And that is a big part of creating offers that people buy. But at the same time, there's two other pieces to that. And one is sometimes you know what your audience needs better than they do, especially if they're like stuck in a, in a problem. And two, if you don't like what your audience is telling you to create or what everybody else is doing, you aren't going to sell it. You aren't going to be excited to show up for it. And while for most of us, money is obviously a motivator in our businesses, if you don't like it, you're not going to want to do it. So there is, a balance between creating what your audience wants or creating it in a way that they're going to actually utilize, but also doing what you want.
And I actually was thinking about that after listening to your story yesterday. Because I'm like, okay, but what is it then? Like, what is the thing? Because you kind of talked about me and then you gave some questions. And I'm like, okay, well, the offer gives me the ick. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what it is about the ick because I can talk about my other. So I have two, my main course, and then I have my toy box guide. And I could talk about that forever. Like I could create like because I just feel passionate about it. And it's not like, I mean, I get hate for both of them, right? So it's not even like, oh, with this one, I guess I get less hate. Like I get hate for both of them, but I do not care with this one. Like I will continue to talk about it all the time because it just comes so natural to me because I really think it's gonna help. And not that the other one's not gonna help, but there's something there about it. And I don't know if it's the way it was made. I don't know if it's because it's a course. So I'm waiting for you to like, I feel like something's gonna click. You're gonna ask me something that's gonna make me be like, okay. The content is not the content. I know that.
The
I
content
think
within the
I,
course.
yeah, the content within the course is not. It's not it. When I go look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good. But I never feel like I need to talk about it. Like I talk about it in different ways. I don't know.
Do you feel, because like the toy box guide, it's very, very specific. It's very, and not in a bad way, but it's like one note. Like it is what it is. Whereas the course, it's multifaceted. There's a lot of pieces to this signature course. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of reasons you could potentially want the course. So, do you get the ick from it, or do you shy away from it because you don't feel confident in selling it? Like, do you go ahead?
Well, I for sure feel like I don't feel confident in selling it. And I think I did have my little in the past, since before we started working together, I have had the, oh, am I really good enough? You know, and we talked about mindset a lot for that. And I feel like, okay, like it's very, very clear. Like I have all these like in-person clients. Like I use the same exact things that I use for them in this course. Like I took everything from that. So it's all of my stuff. Now that you say that about the toy box guy, like it's very specific. I do wonder if there's something with just like my brain that it feels overwhelming because it's so much. And yes, like I do have ADHD, so that's the thing too. But like, and I was able, like when I put the course together to like the whole first section is all about like your mental health and the benefits of the course and like not the course, the decluttering, organizing what you should do it. And then I have my decluttering, then my organizing, and then the maintaining part. But I guess when if I was to talk about it, just even right now talking to you, it like overwhelms me.
Well, it can feel difficult when it comes to a signature course that has multiple layers of a transformation like yours. That's like a lot of signature courses does. It can be hard to figure out how specifically to market it because there is so much there. And it's like you either want to include it all in one post, so it just is too much or unclear for your audience, or you get overwhelmed of like, well, what do I even talk about to tell people to buy this? But I, because for me, when I was, I guess what I'm trying to get to, I do want to understand like why we have the ick about the course, but I also want to understand like what you want in your business, because essentially you don't have to bring your business virtually. You could market your in-person services and just do in-person services. You can obviously charge significantly higher than a self-paced course. So, and I don't know if this is, if we really got into this when we were working together, but like, why, what do you want to grow your product suite? Why do you want to bring this online? Like what, and I don't want you to say, so then I can help more people, because that's like the generic, whatever. I know that's true. But for your own life, why do you want to do it?
So that's a good point because I was thinking like I do have so much fun helping people in person. Like I was just at a client's home last weekend and I'm going back this Saturday and I love it. Like I love being in there and it's very like I think sometimes online too, I'm so blunt and I'm like, well, this is what you need to do, and like this is gonna help you. And I think people sometimes think I am always like that, but when I'm there, like I'm really not. Like you get to know your client and you're like, you know, like which clients you cannot push for certain things. And then you just like, it's a whole different mentality, right? Like you're online, it can be very much like, this is what you need to do. I mean,
Yeah, that makes
but in
sense.
person, yeah, then it's not that way. Like it depends on your client. So I do love that, but I wanted to go online because So Nathan works during the week, so I cannot do sessions during the week. And then it only leaves me for the weekends, which is fine, but then I'm not home with the kids on the weekends. And once I started and I was doing it every weekend, I did hate that. Like, I feel like I lost a whole day with them. And I did not want that. I'm like, oh, they're so little. I really want to be home with them. So that's why I wanted to go virtual. And I still feel passionate about that. Like, I don't want to be gone every single weekend. So that's why right now it's only like past clients or referrals that I will take. And even with this one, she's moving and she's a past client. And now we're like really into like it's gonna be a lot of weekends. It's gonna be a big project. And I love that because I love helping her. And I'm like, yes, of course, like we're gonna do this. But I wouldn't want to add anymore because it will just be too much. I will be gone too much.
Well, and then right now you have control over your in-person clients because you are virtual. So you can say no if you don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay. So, all right. So virtual is what we want to keep doing. But then, so my next question is from a virtual standpoint, how do you like to show up? And I ask this because there's so many different ways to do business. And I know for me, last year, I was really, really pushed to make my business passive. And I went that route and I didn't personally love it because while having a passive business makes your courses more accessible to people, you can run a lot on autopilot. I want to be in conversations with people. I like to coach that way. Not everybody does. Some people love a passive business. So I guess my question is when you envision, and not just now, when you envision what your business looks like when the kids are in school full time and they're getting older, you're still not going to want to give your weekends up because then they're going to be doing things, but
Yeah.
you'll have more time during the week. So how do you envision your business looking? What do you like to do? When are you the most excited to show up?
So when I think about things, I will still love it to be passive, but I am open to not having it all be passive. Like, I love talking to people. I'm always like, I will not shut up. Like, I'm just like, I'm always talking. I ramble way too much. So I do love like the interaction with other people. And even if it's like texting or, it doesn't have to be live, like whether it's in a message, in a chat or whatever, I'm always like talking to moms. So I do love that ideal, like big picture. Like, I need a little bit of that, but I would love it if it was more like more passive, because I can see like when the kids are in school, me going and doing clients while they're at school in person. Like, I could see that, not like full time where it's like every single day, but I could see myself having more clients during the week when the kids are in school if I don't homeschool. Because that's another thing. Like, I may want to homeschool. So if I wasn't homeschooling, I could see myself doing that. So then I feel like I will online, I will like it to be mostly passive, like 75-25.
That makes sense. Okay. And so have you, and we didn't, I don't think we talked about this either. Have you dove into doing like high ticket clients virtually?
No.
Because I know that, I mean, obviously home edit is like the easiest thing to relate you to. And I know when they started to get bigger, they had their team do virtual organizing, and I never did it, so I don't fully know how it works. I'm sure it was like take pictures of your space, and you kind of have done this in like a fun way where you're like text me a picture of your closet and I'll give you some tips. But people do now that would be more like more hands-on. It would still be virtual, you could still do it in your pajamas, but it would be more hands-on because they need to send you pictures. You'd probably be sending them sketches of how to organize it. Like you'd be hand-holding them more. I wasn't sure if that was something that you ever tried or dove into.
I have thought of it in like I have mapped out how it will work out, but I never have actually done it. I have with some moms where they have, like you said, like they have sent me pictures, and then we will talk about the space, and then they send me like updates, and that's how I hold them accountable. So we have done something like that. There has been someone that we tried to do virtual, like she just asked, and we tried to do virtual declaring, but then it was very clear, like once we started, like she did not want to really put in the work. So that's the thing also with, I think, clients where they sometimes think like, oh, I'm ready virtually. They think they're ready, but then they're really not. But when it's in person, they're like, okay, this person's here. So whether like they really felt ready or not, like how about
Or
their
you're
health?
charging a high ticket for it, where you're charging $1,500 for this package, and they're like, oh, I paid for this, so I have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like when you get to that point where you hire the in-person one, it's like you are like, no,
Done.
like I need help now. Like I,
Yeah.
so they are already in the, when they reach out, like they need the help. Like, and I have had people like call me and they're like, I need help like tomorrow. Like,
Yeah.
so, and then they want, they're like, I'm drowning and I need someone to just come help me tomorrow. And I was looking on Google and I found you, and like, so I feel like in person's that way. When
Yeah.
online, it's more of, this sounds nice, I may do it, but it's not the same.
Right. Okay. So when you think of where we want to start today, do you want to start? Because you have a lot of ideas that you sent me. Do you want to start with lower ticket? Is that where you're feeling like that's what you're feeling called to do? That's what your audience needs?
I do. And then when I look like, okay, when I start struggling, I'm like, okay, why am I really doing this? Like, I really am doing it because I want to help moms. Like, I have had two friends recently where they were really struggling with just stuff in their homes. And I was like, okay, like, well, what I can do is come like clean, which is different than organizing. But I'm like, I can come help you do this because this, like, that's how I can help. And they're like, oh my gosh, could you please do this? Like, and then like I have one of my friends be like, are you serious? Like, you will come to the house tomorrow and help. And I'm like, yeah, like I will come and I will do your laundry and I will put it away and I will order groceries, whatever. So I'm like, that is like what makes my heart happy, like helping these moms that are just so overwhelmed that they're like, yes, please come help. But then those are the ones you're in person. So I, if the ideally that's the target market online too, where I can help. And every single person that I'm aware of that we have had like honest conversations, like everyone's struggling right now financially. What, but we know that when you really want it, you will find, like we know that too. But I
Right.
just, that's why I feel like lower ticket makes me more comfortable. It won't give me the ick as much, because right now I feel like everyone around me is really struggling financially. Oh,
Okay.
you're making a face. Okay, tell me.
Well, because you're seeing it makes you more comfortable. And I think there is such a
Like a
like
mindset thing.
misconception. Yeah, it is. I promise you, I have sold offers that were $7. I have sold offers that were $1,500. It is just as hard to sell a $7 offer as it is to sell a $1,500 offer. So I want to challenge you and say it is not going to be easier for you to sell a low ticket offer than it is for you to sell your course from a financial objection standpoint.
Yes. But then from a, well,
You're
maybe this is
thinking.
where I like struggle, because it's the people around me, but then those are not, they may not even be my target audience. So this is just what I'm hearing all the time. Not from people like trying to buy something, but just like the people around me. Like I'm literally constantly having conversations with my friends about budgets. And so, and you know, like I also have money anxiety, like myself with
Yeah.
my own like stuff. So I
Totally.
think that's why, like in my mind, I'm like, oh well, I don't want to hurt anyone right now when I'm trying to help them. Like I will love to help them for free. Like I'm always offering for free and in person. But yeah, okay.
So I guess for me, some of that is mindset. Again, we can create you the perfect offer suite, but if you feel wrong asking for people to buy from you, that's a problem. And so it is a little bit different. Like, let's be 100, people get frustrated with this. And so we'll call a spade a spade. It is easier, in my opinion, it is easier to sell business to business because it's easier for me to sell to another business because I know it'll bring them ROI. I know working with me will bring them more money. So it's easy. For you're working business to consumer. And so for you, it has to be showing the value. So your course is $300. How can you show, and we're going off topic here a little bit, but this is pretty normal from what you think you're going in for. So, okay, so if your course is $300, how are you showing the value of it? Are they finding $100 worth of Amazon returns that they just haven't taken back in the corner that they're because they're decluttering that then they're returning? Can they find five different things to sell on Amazon Marketplace or wherever people are selling stuff and take the time during nap time 1 week to sell those kinds of things and then they're making up for the course, right? Like there are ways to show people the value. Are you, and then you can also look at it non-monetarily. Are you yelling at your kids less? Are you enjoying more time with your spouse because you're not spending an hour after the kids go to bed cleaning up the house by yourself? Where is the value? And you and I've talked about this before too. But you have to
I
be able to,
mean, sorry.
no, I was just saying, you have to be able to explain that value even in a $7 offer.
Yes. So I do think with the money, even though like I am thinking like, oh, lower ticket will just because I feel like the world, that's where the world's hurting right now. But I do feel comfortable having the higher ticket offer. Like I feel like you and I put in enough work on that.
Okay.
Like I'm actually okay with that. I think the course though, so whatever we do, I do think the course needs to be split
Okay.
because I think that's what's gonna help me like actually be able to focus and help me like sell it, whatever or like whatever we do.
The other thing that you could do, this just came in my head. So, because your course is already naturally split, you could consider selling solo the section that's the sexiest, the one that has the biggest impact. It's probably not the mindset one. Like that does, people are not going to perceive that makes the biggest impact, right? So whatever. So you pick whichever module and you sell it for, maybe you sell it for $27. I don't know. I'm just making that up. And then they can use that credit to then buy the rest of the course. But essentially, you could do all that selling of the bigger course behind the scenes through an email funnel, even through DMs, and not have to forward face sell the course.
The other part of it. That's yes. And I have thought about that. Like if it was split to do just do one part, I think that would be easier when it comes to just like in the offer and making it like all like for me in my brain. Because even now I'm like, okay, this day I'll talk about decluttering and this day I'll talk about organizing and this one about maintaining because that's the main thing of the course. I don't follow it. Like I try and I'll have the content all done and everything to talk about, but like I always end up talking about decluttering. That's what people like really want. And I really do think also that having it being offered in a different format will make a big difference because even with me, like I'm talking about myself, like when you had your podcast, I like signed up for it because I'm like, yes, I want to listen to it. I didn't even know it was in a different, like it wasn't in Spotify with like your other one. And then I didn't log in. And then I was like, yes, I'm gonna do it. And then I logged in and I needed to reset my password. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. So then I like closed it out. And then you posted it again in your stories and you're like, it's only 7 minutes. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. So then I logged in again and reset my password. So I do think there's also like as toddler moms, I need it like easy and simple and like Even like having to log in, I'm all like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You want
So
to
I do
lessen the
think there's a
barrier
lot
to
of
entry.
that. Yes. And then with the people that actually have the course, I can see why they want less of that, because then even though you can listen to it, like you, I have it there, like they can listen to it. I think it's just the logging in and then going to the next, like, and even seeing like all the different modules. I think sometimes people get overwhelmed too. Like, okay, well, this is a lot. Even though I say like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do everything at once. Like, I think there's also some mindset of like, this is a lot. I don't have the time. Because even the Big Little Feelings course, have you bought that course?
I did their potty training one.
Okay, I had the other one. I was like, oh my God, this is so long. There's so many things. And I wanted to skip and like, don't skip, start from the beginning. And I remember like forcing myself to watch it with Nathan and like in 2x speed and just like wanting to.
That's how I felt
Well,
about the
maybe.
potty training course too, but it was so broken down and like every single video was less than 15 minutes, so it was digestible.
Yeah,
Okay,
it was
so
digestible, but I was very like, oh,
it's so
okay.
much still, right? Okay, so I guess for me, I'm still coming back to this, and I know you polled your audience, but I'm shocked and almost like feel like people are lying that they don't want the accountability piece.
Oh, with that, I know.
Because that is why people hire you to any organizer to come into their home. And so that part is shocking to me.
I think I need to do more of relatable content in that way, and like to make people feel more comfortable. That's something that just came to my mind because I was talking to someone. And she already has purchased the course, and we were just talking, and she said something about, oh, then maybe she lives around here, like you can come over for something. And I was like, oh yeah, the kids can have a play date, it'll be so fun. And then she said, okay, well, you cannot judge me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never judge. And she's like, okay, because like my house is this and this and this, and she's like, and then the carpet and whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I will not judge. So even though it was a play date, there's always this like, okay, but don't judge me, because I think people think that my house is spotless all the time. But even if he is, like, I still won't judge. So I think there's still like there's a gap there. I don't know if that's really. I think for people, the main reason is like they're embarrassed, and that's why they don't want to hire a professional organizer. And then I wonder if that's also why people are like, no, I want to self-paced. No, I don't want accountability.
Well, I do wonder if people feel like what you have created in your home is unattainable.
I do think that people think that sometimes.
Because that is a problem. That's a gap.
Then, like, in my mind, I'm like, I know you can do this. And then, like, I'll look around, I'm like, okay, maybe like you can't. But I'm like, no, like, my house is really clean, like 90% of the time. Like, when my house is cluttered, like, yes, it's clutter and messy, but it's not clutter and messy like other houses because we just have less stuff. So, that there's just no way for it to get like other ones, because I declutter all the time. So I do think that's a thing. And even in my mind, I'm like, well, no, this is just like other houses, because like I'm used to this. But I have gone to someone's house recently where we were just, I was like putting dishes away or something. I don't know if it was my mom's house. And then I saw the cabinet and I was like, oh yeah, like I could not have a cabinet like this. Like in my brain, like whatever, I put stuff away. But in my brain, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, not everyone has cabinets like mine. Like, not. So in my mind, I do think like this can be like other people's houses. I'm like, no, it's just as messy, but it's not. Like when I'm second guessing myself.
Well, okay, so now here's the thing before we go off topic too much. You can create relatable content. Even if people can't relate to you can create a video because this is me. I'm not as decluttered as you, but I also would say that our house is probably not like a normal house because we are very organized and very try it. Like if I buy a new shirt, I give a shirt away. Like we're very like whatever comes in, something has to go out kind of thing, especially with the kids stuff. So, but get me to the point where like I'm opening up my pantry and stuff's falling out. I'm gonna lose my mind and I'm gonna pull everything out and I'm gonna declutter and I'm gonna throw things away. And I think people get to that point where all the cups come tumbling down or all the Tupperware. So you can create a reel of all the stuff, even if you have to fake it, all the stuff falling out of your cabinet, POV, every time you go to clean out your cabinet, everything falls off, but you're still not throwing things away. Here's how I can help. You know what I mean? Like, you can still create. Mm-hmm. Your content is very direct, which I don't think is a bad thing. And it is very much like, just do this. Like, this is, and you're like, just do what I tell you to do and you'll be fine. But you
it have, works.
But you have to get there. But you have to rewind it and meet them where they're at a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I have, like, I went back to all my videos. I've been obsessing about my videos and cleaning my phone, of course, and deleting videos. And
decluttering your phone.
Basically, yes. And that's my little hyperfixation. And I have found all these videos before where, like, I used to post just in stories and things. And the house, like, looked normal. And even before I started decluttering more. But I remember my uncle even one time calling me. He's like, does your house really look like that? Or are you faking it? And I was like, oh no, my house really looks like this. Like, he was so embarrassed for me that I was putting my stuff out there. But I still have all those clips. And I'm like it, I can do more content with those because that is what it was before I got to this point. Cause
right.
I've always been organized but I didn't have to declutter as much because I didn't have kids.
Right.
Kids is what brought all the crap to my house.
Right.
And I was working, so I wasn't at home all the time too.
Mm-hmm. So you have to show those.
Yes.
You would do, you know, the trend that's going on right now. That's like, the internet is fake. Here are some things I'm struggling with. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I did see that. I was going to be very savage in that one, but then I didn't post it, but I made it in like a mental health way, not in like a decluttering way.
Okay.
Yes. But I could use it in just decluttering way.
Yeah, you could. You could say, here are some things I used to struggle with. You could twist it a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back to the offer sheet. I want to look at the ideas that you sent me. Well, actually, I would love for you to tell me more because right now you're doing a decluttering like challenge, right?
Yes, in my email.
Okay, so how is that working?
Like, how's it going?
Well, both. Like, how is it sending one email a day? Like, how is it
structured? Yes. So I do have it set up. So it starts with an email a day and then one on the weekend when it's like, it's the weekend, it's your catch up. So nothing's going out on Sundays. But yeah, it has been set up and it's 21 days total because it's like a 21 decluttering housing, 21 days. And it's only about decluttering. It does not have anything organizing or maintaining. It's strictly decluttering, and it was not terrible to set up, like to have an email per day.
Okay, so I really like that idea because it makes it even more digestible. I feel like you have one or two options here. Is you can sell the 21 day, especially after this first round, you can get some testimonials, see how people have done, make any adjustments. You could sell the email challenge for $7 or $9, right? That could be a low ticket offer. And they opt in. And when they opt in and pay their $7, it just triggers the emails to start.
Yeah.
Or you could keep it free and then use it to then sell them into the course behind the scenes.
I know, because I was like, how am I going to use this? Because the checklist is it's like the thing that people want. And then so I was like, okay, do I combine it with the checklist? That's a lot. And like, I don't think everyone, I wouldn't want to just do it as like a nurture thing of anything because it's a lot of emails. So that is a good idea of having it. Honestly, like when they get the checklist, it could be built into that of if they wanted more, they could purchase the challenge for $7 or whatever. For now.
Well, what's the difference between the challenge and the checklist?
So the checklist is just like literally a two pager. I mean, it does have like the intro and all that, but like it is a two pager that you can print and just, if it's divided by room, it has over 100 items, it's divided by room, and it has like items that you can declutter from that section. The challenge has like when to do it. So it gives the idea of like, instead of doing this, this is when you can do, you're going to declutter this, right? Like instead of scrolling while your kids are in the bath, you are going to declutter the bathroom while they're just sitting there in the bath. And it literally was like step one, like the kids in the bath. Give them the bath
I
really
love
quick.
that.
So you're done. Then they're gonna play. While they're playing, you're gonna go open the drawer, start the timer. It has like the 10-minute timer. And then it says like to put them in different decluttering buckets. And then it's like if the timer hasn't run out when you're done, open your next drawer and then keep going until the timer runs out. When the timer runs out, you're done. So it does have a few ideas of what to declutter, but it doesn't, I didn't put everything like in the checklist. I did add like a like these are some things you could declutter from the bathroom, but it's like tips, what you can declutter, and then the actual steps. And it does have oh shoot, there's something else. Let me pull it up.
Because, okay, so you do have a lot of freebies, and I feel like that sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes it's not a good thing. So the declutter checklist is your most downloaded, right? Okay.
But yeah, and
So
it ends with like a few questions if you get stuck to ask yourself, and it just has like four questions. Like
that's
if you
in the
get stuck
challenge.
declaring.
Okay. So the declutter checklist, what I would probably do is I would make the challenge after you're done running it this first time, I would make that an order bump on the declutter checklist. So they can just add it, whether, and I don't know how you'll have to do it in Flowdesk, but they probably a sales page or whatever. But have once they opt in for the declutter checklist, I would have it redirect them to a page that's like, and if you want to, take it to the next level, do this 21-day email challenge, sell it to them for $7.
So we're okay with that and not having it just open the checklist right away. Because I was listening to the other thing.
Yeah. If you're doing an order, so if you're doing an order bump, typically what I do is it says your you can do it one or two or one of two ways. It can say your order, your checklist is on the way to your inbox. Make sure you check your spam and promo. While you wait for it to arrive, I have this special offer for you. Here's a special offer. Or you can do your checklist is on the way. Clearly, I need a couple another cup of coffee. Your checklist is on the way to your inbox. Click here if you want to access it now or check out the special offer. You could do either one. Okay.
I've done that before.
So then, so declutter checklist, order bump to the email challenge. And then when the email challenge is over, we're gonna sell them through a funnel into the main course. Okay. So what I would do, I'm just writing this down, sell into main course through funnel. So what I would do is we did price your course at 297 so that you did have a little bit of room to play with like special offers and stuff like that. And so I would give them a coupon for, so they've already spent $7. I'd give it to them the coupon so that they could get like $57 off the course or something like that.
Through the email.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So declutter check. And then you can also do, a week or 10 days once a quarter where you're hardcore selling the email challenge without the declutter checklist. Like you're just pushing, that's something that could stand alone as well, and
And I
that.
did have that
Go ahead.
of just something to like talk about. Just like, should I be doing like more sales? You know, like the random sales, because I do get them randomly from people. Just you can tell there's like an email trigger randomly throughout after a few months where it's either selling the course, like their signature course or whatever they're selling at the time.
So what was the question?
No, I was just saying like that's something I was going to bring up.
Oh,
Because you said to do that for the
yeah.
declutter challenge. Should I do that with the course too?
Yes. So I would try to line up. So if you're going to do this declutter email challenge, try to line it up at times that make the most sense seasonally. Spring cleaning, which is kind of what you did this time, the declutter in like early June, the kids came home, they've got all their school crap everywhere, like your house just tripled in their home all summer, like we need to declutter. Then you're decluttering again at the end of summer when they go back to school and you have the new supplies and all the some, you know, like your summer closeout decluttering. And then if you want, you could do 21 days, but then depending on the season, you could add in like three or four bonus emails that are specific to the season. And then I would do the declutter list again. And this is really up to you. Like, do you declutter? You do declutter before the holidays,
I do.
right? So I would do a pre-holiday declutter email challenge kind of thing. So
Okay.
I would really align when you're launching. Like that email challenge can still be available in your LinkedIn bio all the time. It can still be something you sporadically talk about in stories when it organically makes sense. But then those seasonal times, I would do like a 10 days where you're only talking about that email challenge and pushing people there.
In my email. Or are you saying
And your
social media
content.
too?
And your content.
Oh,
Yeah.
got it, got it, got it, got Because we have the course only in for spring cleaning. And then I think the fall and the beginning of the year. Those are like our three main ones that we had agreed on for the course, like push.
But so what I would do is I would line up the email challenge that you're launching it a week or two before you're launching the course,
Yeah,
because they go
that's what I'm
hand in
doing this
hand.
time.
Okay.
Makes sense. Okay, so yeah, so it has to be like after Christmas, like how we had the other one last time. And then spring cleaning before summer, after summer, and then
And
before
you
the
don't have to do it
holidays.
all those times. I was just putting out ideas. Whatever makes the most sense. Okay.
That's good.
So, all right, I'm looking at your email. So, what other thing, because you have a lot of ideas, what other idea makes you the most excited to
I think
create?
it would be. F
No, go ahead.
I thought it would be fun to do the course as an ebook, even though everyone said they would rather listen to it.
What would an ebook version of it look like?
I think everything would just be more. So all my slides could be like infographics. In like bite-sized PDFs is what people said. But I will say my whole organizing section, like, and it's something that people said they liked was that as I'm talking about what area to organize, I'm showing pictures of my house at the same time. So then they can see like different ways that it can, that they can actually make it happen without it being, you know, like they have the inspiration and me talking about it.
I'm just wondering if it makes the most sense for you to spend your time altering your course, or if it makes more sense to create more bite-sized things. And I don't mean 100, but I mean one or two more
That lead to the
bite-sized things that
course.
lead to the course. I don't think your course has to be changed. I don't hate the idea of potentially pulling a module out, but I don't think your course has to change. I think the relatable content is important to show them that, like, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but like, there's nothing special about you that makes your house clean. Like, you have a husband, you have two kids, you're home. Your kids only go to school twice a week, right? So you guys are home 5 days a week, the three of you all together. Like, you are not a minimalistic family. You still have toys. Like, so I think creating that content so that people can start to see, I need
That it is
Lexa,
attainable.
but I can attain it if I have her help, is going to make a difference for you. And I know you're going to be in
Okay.
Hustle House, so we'll be able to work on that
Right.
attainable
And
goal.
yes. Okay. So we're thinking bite-sized things that will lead to the course and keep the course the way it is.
Yes. So I guess, so I like the idea, and this is me personal Gianna preference, is I like the idea of doing more new mini offers, whether they're live or not live, on a monthly or by every other month basis, that then lead to your course or potentially just bring new people in. And I know I told you that's something that I'm going to start doing this year. I've started to do this year. So my three pillars are business strategy, time management, and content. So I'm going to be rotating through. So content is going to be my theme in April. I have a low ticket content offer that'll be coming out. May is going to be time management. I have a low ticket time management, but everything is essentially going to lead back to Hustle House, which is my signature offer. But I like doing things live and it doesn't
Yeah.
bother me to launch them. So for you, it's going to depend. Would you rather have your core handful of things that are all done and ready to go, and then you can share them versus having to continue to create?
Right. I think if it's like a live thing, it won't, like, that's probably the best way for me to make more mini things. You know what
Okay.
I mean? Like, it will take the less amount of work. Like, I do not want to do another course
Yeah,
at the
I don't
moment.
think you
Like,
need
that
to.
was, it's so much work.
It's so much
So,
work.
but like a workshop, like I could do a workshop and, you know, get that one-on-one with people and be able to like talk about things. And then that would not take long for me to like put together or whatever. And actually, I like doing presentations.
Okay. And then you're comfortable spending 2 weeks launching into that live thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's really not bad. I don't know what it is about launching before my head that I would just be like, oh my gosh, this is such like a big deal when it's not. Because
It
even if
so,
it's not in the content, it could be in my stories too.
right. And the thing with launching is I think that it is hard in the beginning when you don't know how to do it, one. And two, it's hard when you're like, my entire business and life relies on this one launch. And if it doesn't work and you're so attached, and I've been there, like, I'm not saying this is you, I've done it. You're so attached to the outcome. And I remember I had a mentor that was like, you need to chill out. Like, are you going to quit your business if this launch doesn't work? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, so stop being so attached to the outcome. And when you can let that go, and you're, especially you're not going to stop selling this course. It's not a group program. So it's not like if people don't get in now, they miss out and you miss out. Like, this course is available forever and all time. Then you can kind of release the pressure on who's coming to my live stuff and how many things have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have made every single one of our emails that we worked on together into carousels. Like every, because I know that's all part of like the authority content, whatever. So they just need to be scheduled and then they're gonna be in a rotation. So I feel like even that it's already been pre-programmed for any of it. Like you can all
Yeah.
be used for any of it. And then that helps with the content stuff being done. And it's just really like the caption and
I love that. Okay.
okay, so
So,
more mini offers and the declutter challenge for $7. That's what we're
And the
adding to the offer
declutter.
suite.
Yeah. And the declutter. So, I wouldn't offer any of your other freebies for a while except your declutter checklist.
Yeah, and I took away all the other ones other than the master class, but the master class I will take down too.
Okay. So then for your live mini offers, for the bandwidth that I think I know you have, I would probably keep it to one live thing a quarter.
Okay.
Otherwise, at least for this year, like, let's see how you feel about it. For, like, plan one for Q2, plan one for Q3, and plan one for early Q4, and then we can kind of reevaluate toward the end of the year. Like, I feel like I can do more. I don't want to do more. I don't like it at all. That's what I would commit to if I were you. And I would pick things just like the toy box guide that are super specific, very much a one note transformation. I do think a good one, maybe not the first one, maybe the second one, a good one would be like the mindset piece. And like, even if it's mindset around like how to decide what to declutter, or like how to let go of the nostalgia, and then you could give some actionable tips, like, you know, like little stuff, like make your t-shirts into the quilt, like stuff that you've shared before.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good one. And then the other ones can be decluttering and organizing. Well, I think the maintaining one would be good too, because that might grab people that are like, oh, maybe they don't need to declutter, but they don't have a good system for how they
To
clean
keep it.
and stay organized and that kind of stuff. But yeah, with those, with the mini offers, and then potentially what you could do if you like these and they go over well, you could bundle the masterclasses for a Black Friday. You could bundle the masterclasses for a New Year's sale. And that, I mean, I would charge for these, but I would charge like $29 or $39, something like that. But then you could potentially use the recordings and bundle them to sell for
To do
different.
something later. Yes.
Yeah.
And that makes me think that I could do the capsule wardrobe one. That could be one.
I don't know if I would do that live though.
Oh, you think I should do it like a different? Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be like potentially be a good guide, and then you could link the different clothes, and you know, then you have it linked to your Amazon storefront and you have some extra income that way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this is really good. As always.
Okay, before we wrap up, what questions do you have, or do you at least feel now you have a ton of work that you can go and do?
No, I love it. You know that I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that you said like start with one a quarter, because I was like, okay, then I'm gonna have to do one like every single month. And like I'm getting started. Like I can't, I'm always like, I gotta do it all right now. It has to
Yes.
be.
Yep. Hey, do you have really quick? So the email challenge after the last, the 21. 21st day email goes out. Do you have a check-in email that's going out after that? So I'd add to the sequence, maybe like, so I think I would add two. I would add one that's like the 21 days are over, but you know, you have these emails in your inbox. So see it through, reply back, and let me know what your favorite challenge was, or like which day made the most impact on your home, something like that. And then I would do a final one that just kind of says like, I'm wrapping up here. Thanks for being a part of the challenge. I love having you. I would love if you could fill out this form and leave me a testimonial. And then I would also do like, and here's other ways that we can, or and here's if you want more, like here's the course.
Yeah, because I was because we had talked about going live for the course for spring cleaning. So literally like the challenge ends like the second day of like actual spring, which I already had the course launching that first, like so it like it will go right into it too.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
So
My biggest
that,
thing
but
is I want
yes.
to make sure you have the, even if you do, if you don't want to say like, here's how we can keep working together, because it doesn't make sense for now, have those two emails so that you get
Yeah.
some type of feedback to use. Because if you don't get people, I would even do, what day are you on?
We're in day 10.
So I would even go in, if you can go in and edit, I would go in and edit like day 12 or 13 and be like, we're just over halfway through the challenge. How are you feeling? How is it going? Because
Which I
then,
had, I do have those built in.
perfect. Okay, cool. You don't
So
have
it
to.
like part of it, like when it starts, every Monday when it starts, it's like, how was last week? Or any, then on Saturdays
Perfect.
too, like, how did the week go? Reply and let me know. And I do have someone like texting me now. Like this morning, she's like, okay, well, I found out I have three paprikas in my cupboard. She's like, I didn't need that because today was like decluttering the spices. So she told me she is following and doing it. And she's like, giving me feedback as it goes. So I can also reach out to her and ask for like a testimonial at the end.
I would be screenshotting those and I would be sharing them in your stories and I would save them in a 21-day email challenge folder on your phone.
Yeah, which I did yesterday. I posted the first one
Yep.
that she said yesterday. But then today, we've been like talking more. I was like, actually, she motivated me to get rid of more stuff. I was like, well, let's go do this together.
But that's even stuff that's like relatable, like that paprika thing. That's so relatable. How many of us have like three or four of the same? Like, I have 800 jars of cloves that I use once a year in my cupboard.
I know her and I were like, she's like, I just really use like the same five spices. I was like, I just use adobo. I don't know. Do you know what adobo is?
Yes.
Like, I was like, that's really all I use. I don't even know why I have spices. I don't need them.
Girl, I'm Italian. I can't just have one kind of spice.
Well, you know, I don't cook, but yes, you like to cook.
I do. I do. Okay. Any last questions before we wrap it up?
No.
Okay. So if you do have questions, you know where to find me. For people listening that made it this far, the full hour, I'm so proud of you. But this is what I want to
Thank
say. I want to
you.
say two things. One, creating a strategy for yourself is never linear. Like this conversation, you would think we would jump on and be like, okay, let's just create your product suite. But there's so much. If I would have not asked you these questions, if I would have just gone off of what you've told me, we would have split your course up into 18 different parts and gone a very different route that honestly, I don't think you would have been happy with in the long run. So it's creating your offer suite is never linear because you really have to think about more than just what's going to make me money or what's going to help people. Like there's a lot of lifestyle piece in it. So I do want to say that. So if this conversation felt a little chaotic, that's usually how it feels to coach with me, but we always come back with our final solution and our action plan at the end. Okay, but so people that made it this far, where can they follow you? If they're like, I need to declutter my life, which they probably do, where can they find you?
So my Instagram handle is at Lexa Lapointe. That's LexxaLapointe.
I'll link it in
Lexa Lapointe. Yes.
the show notes. Okay, perfect. Well, I'll talk to you in like 10 minutes on Instagram, probably.
Yes.
All right, thanks
Okay,
for
thank you.
listening, everybody. Bye.